A Bit of a Mouthful is super proud to partner with Intrepid. Intrepid's small group food trips connect you with a local leader and a group of folks into food and travel, just like you.
It's not just food trips either. Check out their full range of trips at intrepidtravel.com.
Intrepid, good trips only.
Before you tuck into this lovely podcast, you may be warned that there are words that you may not wish to hear. Some of these words may be a little sweary, so if you have a toddler nearby, place them in a different room and remove any elderly people from the nearby area. These words may include, but not be limited to...
A McDonald's burger.
You can't
so
knock it.
Good.
It's great. The cheese is the perfect plasticity.
How much pepper noir was in it?
A lot of pepper noir. Which, again, is apparently not super traditional.
I know it is.
Oh, is it?
Have I told you that I used to work at a personalised marshmallow company? Have I told you that before?
No. This is so not for a food podcast, but here we go. Buckle in.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all the Billy and Michael, and they're culinary tips are vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
Hello and welcome back to A Bit of a Mouthful. This is episode 3.
Yeah.
Straight into it.
Yeah.
No fucking about.
Shall we? Should we tuck in?
Should we tuck in? Should we just go?
Let's go. Yeah, come on.
All right.
Yeah, what did you have for dinner last night, Michael? That's how we start. We like, obviously, that's how we start a podcast. That's how this podcast
starts. No, but
starts.
I just think that maybe it's good that we introduce ourselves before we talk about what we had for dinner last night. I'm Michael, that's Sophie, and that's Will.
I'm Will, you're Michael, and that's Sophie.
Well, last night, I'm actually not going to talk about what I had for dinner last night. I'm going to talk about what I had for early dinner today.
Early Ooh. Dinner today?
Early dinner today.
We're recording this podcast at 5:30. I would say that 5:30 is
early
dinner time.
Well, try 3:30.
I think
lunch.
That's a late try lunch, you
2:30.
No, that's definitely 30. Lunch.
2:30, that's...
We've already established.
Remember
like that. Keep that. Going.
I don't like the dentist. I feel uncomfortable that you're talking about 2:30.
Well,
as we've established,
I'm just you. Just hold back there, Sophie, because I've got some stuff. I've got some serious hot, wet takes about the dentist. But first, look, we've got a structure. We're going to stick to it.
Michael is
about to tell us about his late lunch that he thinks was an early dinner.
So I still work at a company called Mob.
Never heard of it.
Ah, so yeah. Anyway, I'm still there, and I had to cook lots of stuff this afternoon, which is outside of my remit. So it was.
What's your current job title there, actually?
So I've had a recent change of job title.
Yeah. Well, you've had about six.
Exactly. It's sort of like, yeah, once a year, new job title.
Do you get to choose?
Yeah, I'm involved in the conversation for sure.
What's the title? What's it say on your LinkedIn?
I'm senior product manager.
Senior product manager.
I went from head of production to operations director, but bear in mind I'm 28.
All right. No need to Stephen Bartlett yourself. Bear in mind that I'm worth £1 million.
I meant the other way around, how just idiotic it
just
is.
Just because you've got something that resembles a turtleneck fleece on. Okay, right.
I've got all tech bro on you, Will.
You have.
Yeah. I didn't realize this was the evolution of the podcast.
It's got a Google t-shirt on under there.
We don't really, yeah. No, sadly not. Mob t-shirt, though. No, so I've gone from...
Company man.
Oh, no. The whole point is that I should never have had this next title. COO.
Yeah, I remember
Imagine that.
That
was
a moment.
I remember that
was
that
when
time.
We were on the podcast.
I think that's when we were doing the podcast,
yeah.
And then people were walking past going, why is the big boss man doing a fucking podcast?
On company time.
Drunk on red wine.
Carry on with your work.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. You better be making the big man money.
And then I was business development lead.
Right.
And that was sort of, you know, like last year. And now I'm senior product manager.
What is the product? Is that as a product?
Like we're building an app and the website and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, you know, as part of my, actually not really as part of my new role, as part of my last role, I've come up with some spice blends with the foods team that are going to be sold in Aldi supermarkets. And I had to test all the recipes.
What, for Mob?
Yeah, for Mob, mate.
I thought you tried doing that ages ago.
Yeah. But it's back.
That's what I said. Spice Blend 2.0. Who knew we were going back
Exactly. Then? But anyway, Those are supposed to come out in a few months, so pop down to Aldi and get them.
Wow, but that's cool.
I was mixing
some stuff. Is this an exclusive scoop?
This is an exclusive scoop.
I swear you haven't announced that on the Mob account.
No. Hasn't been announced. This is exclusive.
This is top secret.
It's a bit of a mouthful exclusive. It's going to get Michael fired.
Maybe it will. No, I think it's okay. I haven't said too much. We're making spice blends and putting them in Aldi's.
Nice.
Yeah. So I did that. So anyway, this afternoon I had to cook a creamy halloumi curry.
Oh.
Classic.
That's a classic.
A pulled chicken tacos number.
Lovely.
Delish.
A sort of chili con carne thing with chorizo in it. Another classic.
A chorizo chili con carne.
Yeah, that was it.
Will, yeah.
And that's why it was an early dinner, because I had four meals just before this.
Oh, wow.
So that was, I'm counting it as dinner.
Well, are you even going to eat any of the dinner that I give you?
I hope so.
Maybe have a little bit. I have a nibble.
My goodness. No,
because that will be late dinner.
I'm absolutely ravenous today.
Yeah, I'm
I haven't eaten
absolutely starving. And but the last episode that we did, I left feeling quite full after gorging on delicious crisps and various other things that you bought. Can't remember which. So I thought I've been in Soho. We record near Soho. We're not going to tell you where, as the listener. If you're a big fan, we don't want you to find us. That would be weird.
The Paps are going to be outside.
The Paps will be outside, yeah, or someone will beat us up. I don't know. Probably the people from Co-op. Fuck Co-op. but yeah, no. My dear friend Owen and I were having. We went for a suit fitting. He was very hungry. He needed lunch, and we went to Make Mine. I don't know if you know Make Mine.
No,
it's a bit like.
Is this your what you had for dinner last night?
But no, not at all. This is just me chatting.
It's just a story.
Nonsense. We're on a podcast, so I like. no, but he got a really delicious sandwich, and I had one bite, and I was like, oh, I was really close to buying one for myself, and I was like, well, if Sophie's bought some tasty things tonight, I don't really want to be. Don't want to be filling up beforehand. So just so you know, my belly's empty.
I really appreciate that. Thank you, Will.
What did you have for dinner last night, Sophie?
Oh my God, I had the best dinner ever last night.
Were you in this country for it?
I wasn't.
No way.
I was in bloody Spain.
Oh my God.
España.
And I had a famous Spanish dinner.
That's what they say there. Well, hang on, let's guess. Spomlet.
It was not a spomlet.
Paella.
It was not a paella.
Tapas.
There was no tapas involved.
Gambas pil pil. That's a bit of tapas. Really,
oh,
isn't
I do
it?
Love that.
Did you say paella?
I said paella. That's what I said. Well, I said paella. I think you
paella.
Just said paella.
Pella.
Whilst I ate lots of what you just said previously in the day and the previous day, I didn't actually eat anything of that category for dinner because I was in the airport at dinner time. And
Chipotle.
No, even better. You know how in airports there is never a good fast food outlet.
Unless there's a McDonald's.
Unless there's a McDonald's, which there was.
Oh, normally it's a my Burger God. King.
Which airport?
Normally it's a Burger King, Barcelona airport.
That's a big one.
I had a bloody cheeseburger for dinner. I had a massive lunch, but I saw the McDonald's in the airport as I arrived. I had some time to kill.
Yeah.
And I went, well, it would be really rude to not get a McDonald's.
And you've got nice manners, famously.
I try my best.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even very hungry, but I was like, I need to get...
Did you just smash a single cheeseburger?
Just a single cheeseburger.
Just one single cheeseburger.
It is a delightful, delightful meal. Mm. I mean, it's not quite a meal. That's more of a snack, isn't it? But I had a five-course lunch.
It's like...
It's a side, a cheeseburger.
It is a side. You're right, because when I get a McDonald's, I like to get a cheeseburger and a McChicken sandwich and put them together and chips and the mozzarella dippers or whatever.
Lovely
but I like to get
sandwich.
One extra burger. Yeah, the McGangbang, I call it. But then one extra sandwich... on the side.
I know there's a lot of fancy, delicious burgers out there, and they're nice, sure.
Mm.
A McDonald's burger.
You can't
so
look it.
Good.
It's great. The cheese is the perfect plasticity.
I do
like
have a bit of a problem
melty.
With the buns. I think
really?
They should be a little more brioche-y.
I like that
they're
take
that up with Ronald McDonald and Michael.
They're quite matte. You know, they've got quite a matte finish on the top.
I like
quite
that.
You like
they're,
that?
They're not conforming to trends. They just do what they do and they've always done. And
like maybe a bit of egg. Wipe a little bit of egg
little
on
leg
the top.
Wash.
There's always a time and a place for a Mackey's. And one of the best times and places is probably Barcelona Airport last night.
There were some lovely ham on sandwiches I walked past.
Oh, you
sure.
Just, you walk straight past and you poo-poo them. You're in
I
an airport.
Like, I ate a lot of ham on
in
the last
zone.
36 hours.
If you go to an airport... Right. I worked this out when I went to San Sebastian.
Yeah.
We had to fly back via Madrid.
I like
via,
though.
We flew back.
Why
we
on
flought
earth did
back
you have to do that?
Via Madrid. I don't know. I'll take that up with the people that sent me. But we went back via Madrid. I told them I don't like flying. Is there any way we could fly direct? Yeah. via Madrid. So anyway, we went via Madrid. I find if you've been on holiday to a place that has very specific foods and you're having to eat those foods in the airport on the way back,
it's upsetting.
You haven't eaten enough of those foods at that place. So
you should be at capacity.
What is it called when they had the baguettes, the tiny baguettes with the ham in, but they're small? And I think it's the Spanish word for submarine, but I'm not sure.
Submarino.
I don't know. Bocadillo is the only word I've ever... That's just a sandwich, bocadillo. I mean,
yeah, but it's the little ones that they have at like Pinchos places.
I don't know what they're... I don't think I've ever thought about their name.
And anyway, it'd be Brocadinho. Like could be. Ronaldinho is small Ronaldo.
Is that true?
I think so.
Is that facts?
Yeah, I didn't think
Pequeño. I was hoping we'd never bring football into this podcast.
I'm trying to pivot
this podcast to hard tech and football vibes.
Nice.
Boo, I'm out. Count me out.
Do you think a megabit of a mouthful?
Just a one word answer from both of you. Do you think you could kick a football through a telly?
All the way through.
I said one word. Yeah, all the way through. We're talking
maybe
super flat screen. Could you kick a football straight through?
From any distance?
You get to pick the distance. Sorry, actually, you're right. I'm being stupid. It is a one-word answer, but we have to get to sort the semantics.
Yeah,
obviously.
The terms. Please get the terms.
So it's ultra thin.
Ultra thin.
And you're I have ultra to
kick
close.
It. I can't throw it.
You absolutely have to kick
Do you think
it.
You can throw harder than you
have more hand?
Do you play Danish handball?
I think that's actually a good point. Can I throw harder than I can kick?
Look, we're getting bogged down now. Could you kick a football through a telly? Yes or no? Michael?
Yes.
Sophie?
Yes.
Fantastic.
And what did you have for dinner last night,
Last night I had a spag carbonara. My housemate made it for me. It was bloody lovely. End of story.
Really?
How often do your housemates cook for you?
Very rarely.
Such a treat.
Yeah.
It was the egg claggy.
I am not going to... Josh probably doesn't listen to this podcast. I am not able to slag it off in any way, shape or form. It was a pretty spot on carbonara.
Wow.
He got the shit lardons from the supermarket because that's all they had. He sliced off the fatty bits. This is actually brilliant as well. Okay, no, I was just going to move on straight away.
Slicing off the fatty bits sounds
I want to talk
wrong.
About the... No, no. Wrong. So the way that Josh made his carbonara last night was six egg yolks.
Whoa.
Yes, there was three of us eating it. So
I'd go one per person.
One?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think six.
Keep your carbonaras away from me. I usually like the look of your food. Stingy with the yolks. Anyway, so he did six. Maybe like one whole egg in there as well. Lots
bulking.
Of parmesan. Oh, he is. He is bulking.
Oh, yeah.
And so am I, actually. I don't know if you can tell. But yeah, six whole eggs, parmesan. And then obviously people are really funny in Italy about carbonara. We've discussed this many times in our private lives and on the podcast, I believe. But he sliced all the fat off the pancetta, rendered it out in the pan, threw away all the fatty bits, cooked the rest of it, but added garlic, three full cloves of garlic to the pan, which traditional carbonara apparently could taste
no
garlic.
Yeah, the Italians are sobbing.
I thought for years this is the way he did it is the way to do it. Anyway, I think it's better with a few bits of garlic in it.
Okay.
And then he took the garlic out. So he just uses it to flavour the fat, takes the garlic out, and then mixed the spaghetti through and did the cheese and egg mix. And it wasn't like super coated or whatever, but God, it was nice. I've been to the pub. I'd literally had like two pints in Shoreditch. I was out yesterday, got back. It was like 8:30 and getting back and having...
Steaming bowl of carbonara.
It was so nice. Like,
stunning.
Because normally I'll do the cooking, and if I'm not doing the cooking, then it's going to be like a takeaway situation or whatever most of the time. But Josh made a lovely carbonara and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
How much pepper noir was in it?
A lot of pepper noir. Which again is apparently not super traditional.
Oh no, it is.
Oh, is it?
Isn't the carb
in the carbonara is black bits.
Carbon.
Okay.
Is it?
Pepper.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's meant to be peppery as fuck.
Oh, I thought that was cacio pepper. It was a great carbonara from Josh and finished with a piece of chocolate tiffin.
Lovely! Oh, yes. Carbonara and tiffin, that's just a classic dinner.
Bloody nice.
That's
amazing. Little glass of milk, just knock that back.
I'm doing a tiffin wedding cake, not a regular wedding cake.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Doing a three-tier.
Not Rocky Roads?
I don't want marshmallows in there.
Fuck,
I want
marshmallows.
I don't want fruit or marshmallows in there. I just want...
Wait, no raisins?
I want Bickies, golden syrup, butter, chocolate.
I like raisins.
Top piece of glacé cherries chucked in there.
Oh! Oh, I've never even thought of that.
A glacé cherry?
That is...
My mum always used to put glacé cherries in there.
Yeah.
In tiffin?
Yeah.
I've never had... Well, so Squiggle's little sister, Diggle, for the purposes of this podcast, Diggle. She makes really, really good tiffin, like really good tiffin. Oh. And housemate George absolutely loves it. So every time he gets back from working on his faraway island where he works, she makes him some tiffin. I bring it back, whatever. And she just does raisins, biscuits, and then whatever chocolate's on offer.
Oh, I love that.
So the whole of the tiffin top of it. Roulette. The whole, exactly. It's brilliant. The whole of the, she turned around the other day and was like, should I put Maltesers on it? I was like, fuck no, you shouldn't. Why would you put Maltesers on it? That's weird. Comes back with magic stars. Did you know they all had individual faces?
I don't think they melt as well, do they, magic stars?
Don't they?
No, don't melt.
Oh, you might. Well, she just put them on top.
Oh.
I haven't had a magic star for quite some time.
The faces of a thousand tiny chocolate stars.
I think I would have rather the Maltesers to the magic stars. Are you not a Malteser guy?
I don't want that kind of... I love... Oh, no, I am a Malteser guy.
I was
going to
say, I'm slightly concerned about the direction.
I think if you put a Malteser in a tiffin, is that the Malteser takes up too much space.
Agree. Also provides...
And it doesn't have a density.
Exactly.
Provides a very different type of crunch, not the one that you're expecting from a tiffin.
It probably lacks the structure and integrity as well that you need.
It doesn't
in a
crumble beneath your canines, you know?
Yeah, it's a different crunch.
It's crunchy. It's crunchy, whereas I think that it's more of a soft crumble in,
yeah,
in the biscuits.
Different. My dad used to work in a Malteser factory.
No, he didn't.
When he was 19, he went to Australia to go travelling and he worked in the Maltesers factory.
Is that where they make them?
I imagine they have them all over the shop. But the Australia Maltesers,
Australia.
He didn't have any money, so he used to just steal the Maltesers and put them in his pocket. But before the chocolate had been put on them, that's what he used to eat for like breakfast, lunch and dinner. And he now cannot eat Maltesers.
I like the idea that that the people in the, like when they were getting change for work or whatever, they used it as some sort of strange currency. It's like, oh, all right, mate, you got a ciggy. And it's like, yeah. Five Malteser bits.
I would accept.
Have I told you that I used to work at a personalised marshmallow company? Have I told you that before?
No.
We've done a lot of these, and I feel like that should have really come
How
out.
Has that not,
How's
come,
it
up
not come up?
Could you form that in a hot take?
So you know Kate Middleton?
Not personally.
I'm familiar.
You know who she
with
is?
Her work?
Her brother started a company called Boomph. Which is,
why is it called Boomph?
I don't know, but I worked
That's a
with
stupid name.
I worked with him, helping him shift lots of personalized marshmallows. So they had these printers that printed photos onto a set of 9 marshmallows, and you could send them to your friends. And when I was there, they started doing like a photo printed on Montezuma chocolate, so like just a slab of Montezuma chocolate, which is nice chocolate with like, I guess, with like rice paper on with a printed photo. There are actually some pretty crazy ones around Valentine's Day. Some pretty sexy
dick
pics. Chocolates.
Dick
People
pics. Putting
actual
dick
pics.
Dick
pics.
Yeah. Like, I can't wait to do X tonight with a photo of them doing that exact thing.
You're joking.
Jesus Christ.
So that would go into the discard pile, but that for me was lunch.
Oh, you wouldn't make them?
No, because
You'd
it was...
eat that.
Well, sometimes we would accidentally send the wrong... We'll get back to that. But sometimes we'd accidentally send the wrong chocolate to the wrong person. And there were, you know,
oh,
children's
Christ,
presents,
that's not
et
good.
Cetera. Yeah. So if you had a photo of fellatio going to a child it's
called
their
Horatio.
I can see the confusion.
Yeah. It was so we decided not to. But that was the discard pile.
Right. Is this company still in business? Because this sounds like a lawsuit.
No, they are still
did
in
Did you ever take any... Wait,
Moonpig.
So did you print them or was that just the idea was discarded? Or was it
I
like...
was a customer services guy. So I was
like...
the guy that had to deal with Horatio.
In my head now, it's like, was... So with the discard pile, was it a discarded idea or was it a... Yeah, that's interesting. Let's see how that looks on a marshmallow. And then you go, no, that is literally just a penis inside something. Let's throw it in the discard
No,
pile.
So it'd be people on like the production line would have to like flag. You know, they're like, I found a pretty dirty like chocolate or marshmallow thing. And then they'd bring it upstairs and then we'd all have a little giggle and put it on the discard pile and then I'd eat it for lunch. So
it's so good. But that's not actually
But then also
the
main
diet.
Problem was that it was... Like, Kate and Pippa Middleton's brother, James, owned the company. And you know, like, the newspapers bloody love the royals. Any story. So imagine, like, Kate Middleton's brother sends penis to child.
Yeah.
Is essentially what the
yeah,
news...
Yeah,
that,
that would
look.
Be a big story.
Not
Which never
look.
Happens, but it was obviously something that we were very aware of.
Yeah,
but there,
gotta
there
be
we
conscious.
Go. There we go. That's my factory
my
story.
My goodness.
Has anyone got a hot take?
A steaming hot pile of food based takes.
I think you do, Will.
I do. I'd like to kick off. Now, in this podcast studio, the lights are quite bright, and it did remind me of The Dentist. I would like to put here on record that so many people say, I hate The Dentist, I'm really scared of The Dentist is horrible. Whether it's because I've been extremely lucky with the personalities of my dentists, I don't know what, but I love going to the dentist. I love the little brushy thing. I love them doing a spruce up on my teeth. I love it when they get the sucky thing out and suck off the stuff that I can't even feel coming off my teeth. And I especially love, I don't like the lights. I'll give you that. No, don't love no. the lights. But what I really like is when my gums are a bit bleedy because they've told me I've got gingivitis and they've been repeatedly stabbing me in the gums and they're going, oh yeah, you've got gingivitis because, no, I'm getting to the bit that I like. But they're going, oh yeah, no, you've got gingivitis because actually your gums shouldn't be bleeding. So you're stabbing them with a bit of metal, so obviously you're going to fucking bleed. Oh, you've got gingivitis. Do you want to wash your mouth out? Yes! More than anything, with your magical mouthwash that I've never had in real life anywhere. It's not Listerine.
And the weird chunky bits always come out.
Yeah, and you go, and it's blue.
And little and wisps of blood.
Little wisps of blood just... I hope this is super relatable for everyone. Just into that weird little sink. I want one of them sinks in my house, next to my bed, which I hope would recline like that.
Everyone is picturing it. Mm. And there's something... And that's it, don't worry about it. Something about the gloves.
I can't believe well, that you're also in a team you like the dentist.
Are you team and I like the dentist?
I think you two are probably genetically blessed with good enamel and you haven't consistently had to
see,
have fillings.
See, I do think there's such child. Thing as a strong tooth.
I've got weak as fuck teeth.
Because I used
there's
to,
a lot to be said for a strong tooth.
I used to buy a packet of cherry drops that I would eat on the bus on the way to school.
And your teeth are fine.
And every day. And my teeth are just
weirdly,
fine.
That's like me with my cans of Monster that I have like 500% sugar in. It never rotted my teeth to bits. The dentist would always be like, your teeth are great. Do you drink, smoke, do anything like that?
All of the above.
All of the
See,
above.
My dentist,
and a lot.
My dentist does the opposite.
Hope you're impressed. They're always like, oh, no.
Mine looks at my teeth and goes, you must drink a lot of coffee. Actually, don't drink it at all. You must smoke a lot. Not at all. I've just got terrible teeth.
I think your dentist might just be a dick, though.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think they are. I've had some pretty hairy experiences where this is so not for a food podcast, but here we go. Buckle in. I had a root canal that went wrong, and then I had to have a full tooth extraction, and it cost me several thousand pounds.
No.
And they are the ones who fucked it up. So fuck you, dentist. I hate you.
Which dentist was it?
I don't want them to come for me.
This is a new series and we're allowed to take out whoever we want. that's my hot take, though. I think that your dentist sounds like a real bastard, but...
This just reeks of nice tooth privilege, though, guys.
Nice tooth privilege. So
nice
you
tooth
think
privilege
it's the
means
tooth
the
rather
dentist
than
is
the
fine.
Dentist?
Yeah, I
well,
think
cause
so.
Well, because you get a good pat on the back
Easy
for having
right.
nice teeth. I always go in and they're like, your enamel's shit, you need five fillings.
Does the lollipop, surely that's just hairdressers, it's not dentists.
No,
dentists
it was when you were a kid at the dentist.
They give you a lollipop.
And a sticker with Tom and Jerry
They give you
on
a
it.
Lollipop?
Yeah,
that seems quite counterintuitive.
Yeah. It is,
it's so
it?
You come back sooner, that's why.
Intuitive, counterproductive.
Counterproductive, yeah, it's both.
Do they mean the same thing?
It's counterproductive for them, but it's also actually very productive because they should basically send you a lolly every day, so then you suck on it, your teeth get ruined and you're back in there.
I think because you have to pay for it. I don't believe a word they say.
Someone's a capitalist.
They're just trying to make cash off you all the time.
The dentist. Yeah. Oh, the hygienists. Firstly, ridiculous I like the dentist, people. But fucking hygienist. That stupid thing that they like, and that makes that noise. You know, the drill.
I don't like that.
No,
the
that's
hygienist.
The thing I like. No, I like
no,
that.
I don't
right
like
in
that.
Your
it
head.
It buffers your teeth.
And they get all the plaque off, and your teeth will be weird and gappy afterwards.
Like and no. I actually can't hold my mouth wide for long periods of time.
Crampy jaw.
I've got crampy jaw. Yeah. The thing is, I never knew that because I didn't need to know that until I went to the hygienist.
Yeah.
And I get crampy jaw. And then they're like, see you in a week. I'm not coming back in a fucking week.
I'm never coming back.
I think it's quite important for me to say, though, because I realise that this is a food podcast, but it is called A Bit of a Mouthful. So the dentist thing, completely relevant.
It's actually too much of a mouthful for me. I have a very small mouth. I don't know if either of you ever noticed this.
No, I haven't.
I have now.
I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. I have quite a small mouth as well.
I have to dislocate my jaw if I want to go any further.
I reckon I could get the whole microphone in. I'm not going to.
For you listeners, we all have small mouths and we're opening
Not me.
Them.
Not me.
Michael, do you have any hot takes?
Mine isn't so much a hot take in that it just isn't a hot take. But I found out earlier today.
Sounds like a good hot take.
It's actually something that
It's just a statement.
So I found out earlier today, and it's been a big day for me, that halloumi is a trademark registered to Cyprus.
Yeah.
The Cyprus government owns...
I knew that.
Halloumi. Well, I don't know if the listener did.
We work in food.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, my hot take is that England or Britain don't have enough trademarked foods.
We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago because I think it's Japan.
Has tender stem
broccoli.
Yeah, but I don't think Japan owns it. I think it's just a Japanese bloke owns it.
We've got Melton Mowbray.
One man owns all the tender stem broccoli.
Yeah. We've definitely got Melton Mowbray pork pies.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we own that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we do.
What do you mean?
I think...
As in, that's like a registered thing.
Yeah, isn't cheddar as well?
Cheddar.
Oh, maybe we've got loads.
I think we might have some,
all the cheeses.
We do have good cheeses.
What about baked beans?
Other people don't really do that. They think that's gross.
Oh, yeah. So it's just they don't
think it's nice.
Americans think baked beans on toast is really, really, really weird. And I don't think that enough people respond to an American like freaking out about that by going, have you heard of spaghetti hoops on toast?
Which are infinitely more weird, I think.
They're very weird.
Speaking of baked beans, you famously don't like baked beans, but I've seen you eating baked beans recently, and I need you to update me on this.
I don't love baked beans, but I have tried to like make my own. Yeah, no, so I actually quite like baked beans with things in them.
Okay.
If it's just a mouthful of like just specifically Heinz or Branston baked beans... Don't love them.
But
making like the tomato sauce with like puree and or like some onions or maybe like adding like, I don't know, some paprika or something like that. And then mixing like actual beans in a jar through it. Something about that makes me feel like it's better. And I think it's to do with the fact that I don't love the sauce very much. But the sauce
are you
is
cooking
the same
them for
sauce.
Long enough? I just don't think you are. Because you like, I feel like you need to cook it for a long time, so the bean and the sauce almost
they kind of become
one.
Yeah, the beans add a bit of starch to the sauce, and it makes it a bit creamier.
I might be over my baked bean fear thing now. I think I've actually grown up.
You really have.
Thanks.
I can tell. Yeah. I always pimp my beans. I always put a bit of mustard in, a little bit of barbecue sauce, or some liquid smoke.
Oh, barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
No,
I can see that kind of working.
It's like a barbecue bean. It's like a barbecue bean.
I don't like
barbecue beans.
It's like a barbecue bean.
It's a Texas barbecue bean.
I can't believe you don't like barbecue sauce. You need to grow up.
Big fat
nose
for me. Yeah, okay, hot take. I don't like barbecue sauce.
I hate barbecue sauce. We've already done this.
I don't like
barbecue base pizza.
No. I knew about barbecue base.
Yeah.
Which actually I have gone off a bit.
But the problem with the barbecue base is the barbecue sauce. It's not anything else.
No. But I thought. But if it was like, you know. Ribena base. You like Ribena, don't you?
I do like Ribena, that's true.
Mental on a Ribena base. But I think barbecue sauce is one of those things though that's like, I think actually if you add it to stuff it can be quite nice. Like if you glaze like ribs with barbecue sauce could be nice.
Okay.
If you add it to beans, potentially barbecue beans, quite nice. I would never really choose
as
to
dip
a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Or like
kid, I always did though. I thought it was the edgy choice.
The edgy choice.
I remember
choice.
When I was about six being like, I'm going to be a bit different. I'm gonna get a little barbecue sauce pot instead of the ketchup. And all my sisters are on the ketchup, and I was like, "You losers! Look at me go!
You little hipster!"
I remember being so freaked out at uni where I lived with this guy Leroy, and he would like dip his chicken and chips in barbecue sauce. And I just thought that was so weird. But actually, now I'm saying it as it comes out of my mouth. It doesn't sound that weird, but
I think
a lot of people would do it.
Choosing that
over mayo for me is just crazy.
Ketchup is also a baby's condiment.
It is a baby's condiment.
Mayonnaise is for grown-ups.
Mayonnaise is the far superior of all the condiments, Michael.
I ketchup sometimes, don't get me wrong, but I'd rather mayonnaise.
So just chips and mayo, it just feels like you're missing a little bit of fruitiness.
No,
tell that
it doesn't.
To the Belgians,
Michael. Not on my watch, mate. Chips and mayo, yes, please. I'll take a bag of them.
Mayo and ketchup and a chip.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Also good.
I'm there.
Also good. But you can't have, I don't like it when there's mayo. Sound effects now.
Yeah, amazing.
Ketchup.
Yeah. Ooh, different.
On the side.
There was a different amount of sauce in the bottle. Yeah.
And then when it's like one and the other, and then you go in the mayo and then in the ketchup, it has to be like, okay, I'm going to get a bowl out. I'm going to go mayo.
Oh, you mix it all.
Ketchup. Mix it together.
Don't you do a sweet? What if you get a chip and you mix it?
No, 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 no. You have to make your special sauce before.
No, no, that's childish. That's like mixing all your stuff on the plate before you eat it.
It's literally the opposite of that. It's getting a bowl, putting the ketchup in.
Gourmet.
Putting the mayo in.
That is pretty gourmet.
And then mixing it together.
Now you say
it. Bit of salt, bit of white pepper, bit of black pepper. Mix it together. It's called special sauce. Me and my mates used to have chuggets, smash special sauce. So it'd be portion of chicken nuggets, portion of not actual smash, but mashed potato. And then
I think I always need a sweetness in basically any meal. So I need my mango chutney with my curry. I need my red currant jelly with my roast.
Yeah.
I need my ketchup with my chips and mayo.
You love a fruity sauce.
I love a fruity sauce. Yeah. I've actually been called Mr. Condiments before. And that's not even a joke.
Who calls you Mr. Condiments?
Well, no, my new housemate, Josh, he calls me Mr. Condiments, sir.
Mr. Condiments. It's not exactly a catchy
nickname,
is it?
It's not catchy.
It sounds
and
quite,
he says,
it sounds
and he
quite
told
flirty.
Me once that every single time he sees a condiment, he thinks of me.
That
imagine
is,
how
that is
Squirt
flirty.
Boy, isn't it? Or something like that.
Squirt Boy.
Or
worse.
The Dollop Man.
Speaking of nuggets, I have a nugget-related hot take, actually.
Yeah. Go on, then.
I love a nugget.
Yes.
But I kind of think that meat-free nuggets are better than meaty nuggets a lot of the time because, hear me out.
They save the planet?
Because you don't know the quality of, like, you know, I love a McDonald's nugget. I love it very much. Mm. But, like, am I going to get an eyeball? What's going to be in there? With a factory-made nugget,
crossed.
I'm just going to get, you know, just a load of consistent factory-made gloop. Yeah. Made into the, it tastes so unchicken-y anyway.
Yeah,
and if it's
I hear
spiced the same.
So you don't count a chicken tender as a nugget. It has to we're talking it has to be like
a
actual,
and a tender
actual nuggies.
Different. Like a reconstituted chicken nugget.
Blended
I
chicken.
I would kind of rather it was like a
pea protein.
Corn one or a
the
this
corn ones are
one.
Actually really, really good.
The corn southern dippers are is
delightful.
That what they're called? Delicious.
Delightful, love them. So there we go. Maybe it's not so much a hot take.
It's
maybe
not,
you guys
no,
are with me
I
there.
Do. I know what you're saying. My hot take is chicken nuggets are massively overrated.
Jesus Christ, Michael. Yeah, I wasn't going to go that far.
No. I think so. I just think I'd have a chicken tender every time.
A chicken select in McDonald's.
A chicken select.
Those 100%. Are good.
Like nuggets, I think the batter's a bit crap. I think the contents is a bit sus. I think in a chicken tender, you've got more of like a breadcrumby vibe.
And there's more of
and
a texture
more of, and
from
I can
chicken.
See, I can see chicken.
There's
I can
like,
see,
like chicken fibers.
Twas an animal, for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I know what you mean. And I,
God,
actually,
we just, we've all, we need,
we've
we need
all grown
to,
up a lot. Yeah. We're all
as
chicken.
A kid, I ate a lot
nice.
More goujons than I ate nuggets. We weren't really a nugget household. We were a right. chicken goujon household. Yeah. And that's more in the tender.
Intrepid small group adventures. Take the guesswork out of going somewhere new. Choose from over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries at intrepidtravel.com.
This feature's brought to you with our friends at Intrepid. Good trips only.
It's the food trip of the week.
This week's Intrepid food trip is Sri Lanka.
I've also been to Sri Lanka. To be fair, it was over 10 years ago. Went to Sri Lanka for 1 week and put on about a stone and a half in a week. Wow. I shit you not. We had the best time.
And did you wear it well?
I wore it so well. The food in Sri Lanka is amazing. Amazing. And everywhere you go, the portions are ridiculously plentiful. It's nice. A lot of curry leaves and tamarind and mustard seeds. You also get stuff like lemongrass coming in there. Lots of coconut.
Is Sri Lanka where you get a lot of egg in curry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Egg in curries, egg in these like roti rolls.
Yeah, isn't that what a hopper is? Or is that not what a hopper is? Egg in a big roti bowl thing. Because that's what I had when I went to hoppers.
I think that is definitely the type of hopper that you get, the one with the egg in it.
Yeah.
Could be one
delicious.
Of the
delicious. There's a lot of like lentily pancakes. You also get dosas,
yeah,
which
the
are dosa, lentily pancakes.
The dosas are hoppers. With the chili and the cheese in it.
Oh, that's
they're
bloody
so
good.
Oh, it's so good.
You also get idlis, which are another kind of... There's a lot of delicious...
Idly bidlies.
In idly bidly, there's a lot of different pulses being turned into flowers and turned into pancakes.
Right. I suppose that's quite a common thing.
Very delicious. In the street food there is amazing as well.
Yeah.
Lots of... What are those ones that we've had before? The mutton rolls.
Yes, yes, they were amazing.
It's like a spring roll wrapper stuffed with things,
but it's then breaded,
then covered in breadcrumbs, and then fried. So it's like a double carb deep fried thing.
Yeah.
You get mutton ones traditionally, but then you can also get veg ones. You get ones with eggs in there.
Nice.
Oh my god, the food! A lot of fish curries as well.
Did you?
Well, it's good that you say. Sorry,
no.
Go on.
It's good that you say fish curry because on the intrepid trip to Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. You sound like Nicki Minaj.
on the intrepid trip to Sri Lanka, part of it is a fisherman's family will home cook a fresh catch for a Tamil lunch.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, like Sri Lankan food is something that I don't know very much about at all.
So when you're in Sri Lanka, did you get to cook with the locals? Would you find that helpful?
I would have found it really helpful. We actually stayed in a lot of homestays where you were living with families, they were cooking for you. But I would love to get a chance to cook with them. And with Intrepid, you definitely get to do that. The woman we referred to as Grandma definitely did cook us a lot of very delicious meals while we were there. Oh, there was a tuna curry.
Oh,
oh my God.
I've never had a tuna curry.
There was a tuna curry that, not like
John West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But big chunks of tuna steak in a curry. That is, that I think about delicious. It most
that
weeks.
Kind of crazy. Like, I can't.
And there's a lot of sambals as well, which are kind of chutneys that you put on top. A coconut sambal is quite classic.
Yeah.
Where you toast coconut flakes with other things to sprinkle on the curries.
Nice.
Oh my God, so good. But on the Intrepid trip, you can also get Sinhalese cooking. You can get Tamil cooking and Sinhalese cooking. So you can get cooking from all the different cultures.
Well, I think I bloody want to go on this trip because it sounds perfect. I want to go. I want to try the foods. I want to meet the people. So
you can meet the tea pickers at a tea plantation in Sri Lanka on this trip, and you can learn about their craft.
Get me there.
It's a historic site.
Do you think they know about crunch time in Sri Lanka?
It's interesting you should say that. I think they soon will.
If you go to intrepidtravel.com, you'll find over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries, and not just food trips either.
That's this week's food trip with Intrepid Travel. Good trips only.
Next week, we'll be checking out Vietnam.
Intrepid's small group adventures. Take the guesswork out of going somewhere new. Choose from over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries at intrepidtravel.com.
Well, I mean, I've worked up a bit of an appetite. Let's get some food out.
It's time for the crunch. It's crunch time.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So, you know, it's crunch time. And it's also show and tell and smell.
Show and tell and smell.
And I can see that there's some crisps and some... What's that, Soph, you've just brought in?
So, as previously discussed, I just returned from Spain and I ate something so delicious that I was like, I need to figure out how to do that and try and
cheeseburger.
Bring it to you. A cheeseburger. It was the famous Spanish delicacy of McDonald's cheeseburger. Now, I did actually eat some Spanish food while I was there. Including some of the best sausages I've ever had in my life. Holy shit.
What do you mean? What type?
I had some chorizo, I had some morchilla, but I also just
What's
had
morchilla?
Like...
I've never heard of that.
Morchilla is a blood sausage. It's like black pudding, except
Ooh,
there's also rice
that's
in there.
Delicious. Ooh, yeah. Oh my God.
It's so, I think it is the best blood sausage, morchilla. It's got more bulk.
I tell you what, I've had a lot of blood sausage in my time. How many blood sausages are there?
Do you Probably think there's one blood sausage that is the worst?
That's not even a slow clap. That's
I liked
just
it.
That's
I liked
amazing.
It. Very good.
That's
Very
brilliant.
Well
I done. I actually can tell you the worst well blood done. Sausage I ever had, and it was in Cologne.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we wanted to get a pork knuckle, worst. But it was €68. So me and George were travelling, and we were absolutely skint. So we were like, should we just get the liver blood sausage? And we thought this would be nice. It would be nice and warm. Serve cold. Spread it on pumpernickel bread. Worst meal I've ever had. Went immediately afterwards and got a kebab.
I do think you want blood sausage to be hot, probably.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Cold blood sausage isn't
quite for me. Clotty.
It smells quite clotty. Good.
So this actually isn't blood sausage, despite all my chat about blood sausage. These are little peppers that are stuffed with like a creamy, porky, manchego-y mixture. There's a bit of paprika in there. There's a bit of nutmeg in there. And you just have it as a little tapas-y spread sitch. In San Sebastian, it had something similar, but stuffed with crab.
Oh,
and that
pepper
was
crab.
Insane.
That sounds great.
That was yummy. But then I was like, oh, I've never
is had there
a sausage
a, is there
one
a specific
before.
Name for these?
They're called like chilies rellenos, but I don't. But they have loads of different names.
Okay.
For different ways of doing it. And I always eat them in Spain and then try and Google it frantically. I can never find exactly what I
it's
ate.
It's just the French words for stuffed peppers.
It's just stuffed pepper, yeah. Isn't it? And they're, you know, everyone does it a bit differently.
They
so.
Look good. They smell good. Got.
They've obviously exploded a bit in the microwave, but they looked beautiful when I did them earlier.
Before we tuck in, I have something to pair them with.
No way.
Less crunch.
Just so you know, I won't be eating anything because I'm quite full.
What?
No, I'm joking. You're a little prankster. Oh,
we're God about to sake. Kick you out the fucking
Honestly,
room.
Honestly, I just got looked at as though I was evil.
How evil?
You are boy. Evil.
So we've got some... I know you like Manamassa.
I love Manamassa. Manamassa.
But I saw these in the shop today. I went somewhere else to try and get some other things. The place that I went to try and get the other things, which I will bring in one day, was closed. So I went around the corner to the other shop, saw that Manamassa had some limited edition pineapple and habanero chili.
They look delish.
Tortilla chips. But I also thought, that's quite weird. Pineapple as a flavour for a chip.
I guess really acidic. Sweet and acidic with spice, maybe nice.
They smell quite sweet.
Do they smell pineapple-y?
Yeah, I am getting pineapple through there.
God, my mum and dad love Manamassa. I feel like Manamassa is sort of like the new Arga. If you're in a middle class kitchen, there's a
bet.
Pack of Manamassa.
Okay, yeah, no, I see. Right. Have you already stuck in?
May I?
Sophie.
I did a really good. No,
Sophie,
no,
you know the rule.
No, I didn't.
You've already had a. Tell me you haven't had a nibble
out
of that.
I wasn't even paying attention.
I don't really smell a pineapple.
I can see the nibble
with my
you've
tiny,
had.
Tiny mouth.
Right, I'm going to test the crunch.
Eat it. Hmm.
They smell more pineapple-y than they taste. Mm.
Which I like.
I'm actually not getting a lot of pineapple.
I'm not getting any pineapple
Once
flavor.
Again, am I dying? They could be more salty.
I'm getting the habanero. Like I'm getting some chili at the end. I think the crunch was a little too soft for my liking.
I am getting a bit of pineapple, but I'm actually, you know, I'm not really a big pineapple fan, so I can sense it.
Oh, really?
It. I can really sense it.
I'm going. Did we do a rating out of 10 last time?
Yeah, I think we did out of 5.
I'm going to go maybe a 2.3 out of 5 for the crunch.
Yeah, dull. It's a dull crunch.
Yeah. Flavour-wise, quite nice. Could be a bit saltier for me and a bit more pineapple-y.
Maybe
Hit
even
spicier.
Hit me
in the head with some pineapple and some spice.
Oh, all I'd say to Manamassa is keep them limited. You've got better crisps.
Limit
you
these ones.
Do,
the green olive manchego ones they do. They're my ones.
Right. Enough fanning about with my stupid crisps. Oh, let's eat these. God, they smell good. They look not here. Go on.
Give me a...
Get them on there. Thank
get
you,
a
so.
Little... Get a little...
Oh, I got an orange boy.
Wow. He gets Thank two,
you.
Does he?
I only
we
wanted
get
to...
get two. There's six, you burk.
I only wanted to do red ones, but that wasn't an option available to me, so... Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to tuck in.
My little dainty plates.
Your tiny. Look at this.
You know in Mario Kart when the squid comes down and it squirts you?
Yes!
Squirts your windscreen. It looks like a pepper and pork version of that.
It looks exactly like
so,
that.
That is really nice. Did you get nice pork mints for this, by any chance?
I got some pretty nice pork mints.
That's
I try and always buy some quite nice
taste
pork mints.
It doesn't taste like shitty pork mints. That's really lovely. It's very, very savoury from the pork.
Yeah.
But very nice and sweet from the pepper. But that cheese... is sort of like binding all of the little individual strands of pork mince together.
Yeah, I think without the cheese, it wouldn't feel that cohesive. The cheese becomes like a lovely manchego-y glue.
It's really
I'm done,
nice.
Mate.
Oh, my God,
Mine's
Michael's
gone.
We're too busy nattering
well,
away.
Well, I just realised that we were on a podcast and actually the listeners need to hear about this wonderful thing that Sophie's bought and made.
You were
for
doing
us.
It so well that I thought I'd just take into
no,
my
that's
food.
Fair enough. And what I also really like is, obviously, because we've had to microwave it with our... resources that we have here. These bits on the outside were obviously at one point incredibly crispy.
Yeah.
And the bits within are slightly softer, but I can only imagine that this really crispy would be
stunning.
Just so how stunning. Did you cook these originally?
So, tiny little peppers. They're like, they say them and sell them in Sainsbury's.
Yeah,
they're kind
the,
of like
the mini sweet ones.
The mini ones. So I grilled them and then peeled off their skins. Mm. Then I fried up loads of shallots and garlic in olive oil. Added the pork mince to that on quite a high temperature. Get it nice and browned. Then I added some chicken stock, some double cream, a load of nutmeg.
Oh, there's cream in there as well.
There's cream in there as well. Load of nutmeg and some sweet paprika.
Mm.
And then I simmered that down till it was all nice and thick, probably about 15 minutes. Yeah. And then I grated in the manchego.
It's that Very, very, very tasty. I think actually we'll do a write-up of the recipe for that for the reader.
Yeah, I
don't get
will.
That one on the Substack. This is just phenomenal.
That's for you.
Would
dear,
you do it in a big one
listeners.
If you wanted a whole meal of this?
Oh
like
yeah, do
a
it,
big sweet pepper.
Do it in a big fat Romano pepper if you fancy.
Because I feel like to me that sounds like a lot of effort for a little starter. Mm. I want to stick that in a big pepper and I want to make it my main course.
I've actually done a similar recipe that you will have one of these days, listeners. Big fat peppers stuffed in like a creamy Ooh. Prawny mixture. Ooh. You like mince up the prawns and it's in quite a similar sauce. And you bake
Guys,
those.
Check Sophie out on the socials. Sounds yeah. like there's a lot of cool stuff coming.
Did you know I do some recipes?
I don't want to be crass, but I want to go home and stuff the absolute buggery out of a pepper. Because I don't normally... You know when you're like younger and you're at like a barbecue or something?
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, we're having stuffed peppers. No. And be like, oh, I wish I was having an aneurysm.
Oh, so bad. And then the pepper's never cooked. And then it's just full of shit rice.
Yeah, it's always rice and not
but
much
this
else.
But this is one of those moments in adult life where actually... Actually, the perspectives. I've had stuffed peppers before that were nice, but that's easily the best one I've ever had.
Oh,
did you say there's no rice or anything in that?
No rice.
Maybe that's why they're so delicious.
Just sausage. Meat.
Nothing taking away from the tasty stuff.
I swear to God, every single savoury meal, but important to state that, is improved by the presence of pork.
Yes.
I don't think there's
sausage
a single
sausage specifically.
Yeah. I just fucking love.
So is that
sausages.
Is it sausage meat or is it?
This is just pork mince.
It's pork mince, but you've seasoned it really nicely.
But I seasoned it nicely. Oh, okay. I mean, sausage is just seasoned up pork mince, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's got a lot of fat in it, hasn't it?
Fatty.
It's the fat.
Because you normally have a bit of belly going through there.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
We've said it before, but sausages trump bacon every single time.
Yeah, agreed.
I've also said it before with things that Sof's bought us, but I think that might be my favourite show.
That
Helen
could
Smell.
Be... That's definitely up there.
I love when that happens.
You've done some good. Oh, actually, no. My favourite one was the one where you made me eat all those dumplings.
No, the ribs.
No, it was the ribs.
The ribs.
No.
The garden ribs.
No, different thing. This is a little picky bite. Those were like a full meal. The garden ribs, 10 out of 10. Can't pick a fault. But we're going to have to... What we should do is we should have a league table for this series.
Yeah.
Currently at the very... But it's only a top spot. There's no... Seconds, thirds. There's no second, third place. This isn't the year six sack race.
It's only gold.
It's only the gold spot. And at the moment, the absolute top is Sophie's stuffed peppers.
There you go.
I'm into it.
Nice.
Well, seeing as these guys liked it so much, I think I will write up a recipe. So watch
Please
this
do.
Space.
Maybe a little video.
Maybe a little video.
Maybe a little video.
Maybe come
a tiny little
You're not my boss, Michael.
Okay, let's wrap this up. It's all the Woody and Michael and their gut liver free tips are vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
Well, now that we've eaten, I think it's time for us to probably head home.
I reckon Michael's
for
sick
dinner.
Of it. I actually really want to crunch some more. I'm feeling crunchy.
Well, whilst you're crunching, I will tell you, listener, that you must pull out your phone. I've done it before and I'll do it again. There are two things that I always say. One is sausages are better than bacon. And the other thing is give us 5 stars on your favourite podcast platform. Mm. And also follow us on Instagram. Which is what, Soph? How do you find us on Instagram?
A bit of a pod.
Cast.
Cast.
At a bit of a podcast.
At a bit of a
I don't think Sophie follows us.
Yeah, blocked.
Well, that's it. Do you want to say goodbye, Will?
Sorry, I've got a mouthful of crisps. Yes, I've thoroughly enjoyed doing this podcast. And I'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
I just wanted to say that this actually tastes really pineapple-y now, and I got it wrong. Sorry, Manamasa. Bye!
Don't talk with your mouth full, unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all the Woody and Michael, and their culinary tips are vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
A Bit of a Mouthful is super proud to partner with Intrepid. Intrepid's small group food trips connect you with a local leader and a group of folks into food and travel, just like you.
It's not just food trips either. Check out their full range of trips at intrepidtravel.com.
Intrepid, good trips only.